we should not confuse them with the Israelites who are mentioned in the Bible and in the Quran. You know, they have nothing to do with them. These are mostly secular people. Once they took over Palestine by force, then they started inviting Jews from all over the world to come over there. So they established in 1948. They were very weak. The European power, I mean, they were very strong, and the European powers backed them. And when the Arab countries said, no, you can't take over someone's country, there was a battle. Of course, the Arab countries were very poor, very weak. They had hardly any good weapons, and the Israelis easily defeated them. And then they took more land. And that's what's been happening all these years till this new movement called Hamas appeared in Gaza.
I want to get more into the, like, you've claimed that throughout this whole situation that your comments have been misquoted and their facts are missing. Why do you believe this is coming through? Like, why do you feel like people are distorting your facts and distorting what you're saying and what you believe?
It's called right-wing propaganda. What they want to do is they don't want to discuss any issue. For example, if they were to discuss who is right or wrong in the Palestinian-Israeli conflict, they would be at a loss because they have managed to keep out the Palestinian view. So now here they find someone who is not only speaking for Palestine, but is strongly advocating action against Israel. That really disturbs them. Although it was a small rally in some far, in a place which was not being televised by anyone, they thought that they can pick it up and attack me, and through me also attack a black institution where there's more freedom of expression than in many other places in this country. So they have a very dirty, low-level agenda.
Okay. Now, at the Labor Day rally you spoke at, Muslim and left-wing radicals were captured on the video that you mentioned, marching with flags representing the terrorist organization, forgive me if I mispronounced this, but Hezbollah. Do you have any affiliation with this group at all?
Not at all. You see, the point is, in an open rally like this, people can bring any flags they want. What the person didn't mention was that there were more Palestinian flags than any others.
Now, that's interesting because also recently the Tea Party has come under attack for being racist, for having people at the rallies who throw racial slurs and have racial signs. Now, one of the things that they could do is easily say, I don't support this. Can you put the sign down? Or when they're doing their speech, they could say, you know, this isn't something that I believe. Why didn't you feel it was important to say to them when you were doing your speech, I don't believe this. Can you put your sign down? Or just because, you know, since you've seen the video, just say, you know, like you see your own camera, say, I don't have affiliation with this group. I'm not here with this group specifically. Just to kind of let people know that that's not really something that you believe in.
This is very defensive to say something like that in an open public rally. For example, if you go to a rally and you find there are people of various religions or even cults which you don't like, it's not your job to disavow what they're doing.
Not necessarily what they're doing, but just kind of like to protect yourself. Like if I was somewhere and I seen something like that, I'd be like, you know, I'm here, I'm speaking, I can't control what everybody else is doing, but I don't believe this.
No, firstly, you should notice that the two organizations whose flags some people brought, they were not the only flags there. There were many others too. But Saddleback, you know, just concentrated on those. Hamas and Hezbollah are both elected organizations.
And not terrorist groups?
They are not fighting America at all. But they're fighting Israel, and Israel has persuaded the United States to turn them into terrorist groups. They have never carried out actions in the last 10 years against America. They're anti-Israel organizations. See, this is the trick which has been played on the American people. Hamas is not against America. Same way with Hezbollah. They are fighting Israel. This is the trick they play on the American people, these media people. That's why I say there is some trickery going on in the manipulation of the media. They never tell the American people these organizations are not against America. Why are they fighting? They're fighting for Palestine, against Israel. Israel and the United States are two separate entities.
Right, but do you think the people of Israel would consider them a terrorist group?
Oh, people of Israel would consider it. Anyone who is against them a terrorist. This is their technique to see, labeling and stereotyping. In the African-American community, we're familiar with stereotyping. We don't like anyone, you call him a young black male who committed this and the other. This is labeling, stereotyping. That's exactly what they're doing to the Palestinians. Anyone who is against Israel, they say, oh, he's a terrorist. While their people, when they were fighting the Nazis in the Second World War, any Jew who attacked Nazis was called a freedom fighter. Same way with the Palestinians. These are freedom fighters who want to fight the Israelis and liberate their land, which is called Palestine.
Okay, now can you confirm or deny this?